Hello again. Welcome back to Witch's Cove. So I have a great topic that I wanted to talk about today. I was watching a bunch of YouTube videos and listening to a bunch of podcasts on the past couple days, and it got me into thinking about what would make some great conversation. So I wanted to address this because this was something personal that I went through. And even though I touched base a little bit about it in my intro, I wanted to dive into it a bit deeper. So my question to you today and the title of my podcast is, are you afraid of your gift? And what I mean by this is, if you have a particular psyche, if you have a particular gift that you've been given, for example, if you are clairvoyant, if you are a medium, if you can see people's life, you know, ahead of them when you touch their hand, if you can pick up on the energies, you know, because you're an empath, and, you know, those kind of things, having the gift to, you know, see somebody's life when looking at their hands, like in at their palmistry and stuff, like all those kind of things I wanted to dive into. So I'm going to start with me. Again, I touched base a little bit about this, but I wanted to dive in a bit more. I was very young, very, very young, when I started having different things happen to me. So I would see people that weren't there. That's how my parents described it. Oh, you were talking to the lady in your bedroom again. Oh, you were talking to the man in the hallway. Or, oh, she's making up stories again about this, the old woman she's seen at her grandmother's house. Like, I was constantly seeing stuff. But it wasn't until about the age of, I guess, maybe 7 or 8 that I started remembering and having legit experiences that, when you're a child, they're scary, because when I grew up in an environment where, in a Christian home where this wasn't even discussed, I wasn't even introduced to anything of this knowledge until probably the movie The Craft came out, and that is not even, not one bit far from the truth. Like, it is, that was my first opening to, I think, any kind of other spirituality that's out there. You know, and I mean, I maybe have heard stories about Ouija boards prior to that, and some folklore and stuff like that, which we will dive into later. I'm all about talking about, you know, scary stuff now that I'm older. Anyhow, I later started to, you know, figure out that, okay, something's happened. I can see things that other people can't see. It started for me with picking up on energies. I remember driving, we were on a road trip and we were going cross country, and we stopped at a restaurant to eat. And I remember being terrified of the man that was sitting across from us, because his energy was so scary, so much so to the point that I gripped onto my mom, and it took everything in me not to tell her that I think that man did something really bad, because I could feel it. I'm not even going to go into the visuals that came to my head, but this is how it kind of started for me. So I can tell if I can trust a person from a mile away, which is a great gift and skill to have. I have very few friends, to be completely honest, because there ain't very many people that I trust, to be boldly honest. And I think that's probably one of them, because I'm very, very, very intuitive and I can pick up on things like that. So that's one area that you may be gifted in. And we'll touch back to your fears on it after. And then as I got older, I talked briefly about, I shut this down multiple times. I shut it down when I first had kids because I didn't want energies coming into my home, because I was afraid of how it would be around my kids. Well, that didn't last long, because my firstborn daughter also has this gift. So she was exactly like me. She would see things all the time. She would talk to people. She definitely has this ability of knowing things before they happen. So as much as I tried to, like, you know, shut it down, and not because I was shutting it down because I didn't believe in it and I didn't, you know, wasn't grateful for what it stood for. I definitely did. It's just I didn't know enough about it at the time. And this is why I stress to anybody that is new, anybody that is first coming into this, especially if you have developed a fear because of it, do your research, do your homework, join some groups and circles, try and find a teacher or somebody that you can apprentice under who can explain some of this stuff to you, because knowledge is key here. Once you learn about this amazing gift and skill or talent that you have and know how to use it and work with it, oh my God, the possibilities are endless. So, try not to let the fear overtake, because, well, let's face it, I mean, fear wrecks everything for us. The second we're afraid of something, we don't do it, and then we miss out on opportunities. So that's why I wanted to dive into this today, because I just think it's so huge to make people who have these talents and gifts, and it doesn't even have to do with, you know, the craft or the, you know, like a magical skill set that you might have. This could be related to anything, you know, in regards to not letting fear control your life. Because trust me, I did for like 20 years. Not good. Later on, I started to have these flashes and visions come to me more frequently, over and over again. And it's a little bit difficult when you're around friends and you have stuff coming at your face that has to do with your friends. You kind of are like, I don't know if I say anything. Do I leave this to myself? Yada, yada. And I've just made it a golden rule. If they don't ask, I don't tell. I just don't. Unless I feel it's something that can be life-threatening, then I will, you know, edge my way in. But this was something that was really hard and difficult for me to accept and understand, and I had to talk to some other witches to get their feedback on this, because I wasn't sure how to relay messages to friends and family and stuff like that. It's different when you're communicating with a stranger versus somebody that you've known for a long time or your whole life. That changes everything. So that's another kind of area I want to touch base in. And now I have, since I've been practicing now for about 5 years, I can now, you know, after getting proper guidance and having proper teachers and going to the proper groups and circles and stuff like that, I have, you know, attained the skill and ability to read tarot cards and to do mirror scrying and water scrying. Water scrying is huge for me. I can see so much when it comes to water scrying. Everything for me is intuitive because I am a medium clairvoyant. When I do tarot cards, okay, yes, I'm seeing a card and I'm reading a card based on my intuition. But at the same time, I have so many people coming through that are wanting to relay messages. So trying, you know what I mean? It's great because they kind of relay with the cards, but at the same time, sometimes I have to try and learn how to keep them separate. But I'm working right now on, you know, trying to learn how to control those two things. I've started doing tea leaf reading, and again, it's with being intuitive. However, the one thing that I am not skilled at, and I will openly admit, I cannot look at a palm and see stuff. Like, I cannot read a palm. I have bought in palmistry books. I have tried. I just cannot. However, I can sit with a person and I can touch their hand. I don't even have to touch their hand. I can be in their room and I will pick up on the energy and I will have somebody come forth. So this is my talent and gift. You know, it started with seeing people, you know, apparitions and stuff. And then having these things kind of fly at my face. I don't know if I'm describing it right. It's almost like picture form and it kind of just, you know, flies at me. That's the best way I can describe it. I don't know if anybody else has kind of similar experiences. You can let me know. So those are my current, I guess, abilities. You know, I do spell casting, and I work with crystals and oils and herbs and stuff like that, just because they are enhancements for doing spells. However, and I can't stress this enough, you do not need any of it. It's just an enhancement. The power lies in you, completely you, and your connection to the universe and the energy and the deities or gods that you are connecting with. This is where your power lies. You need to learn. You have so much power, and you need to realize all this power that you have inside, and you can literally manifest anything that you want. And it's great, and it's amazing, but at the same time, we say this stuff, but we don't actually pay attention and listen to it, because we're like, oh yes, I'm gonna do this spell today. I'm going to, you know, manifest that, you know, I'm gonna have an unlimited amount of money flow into my bank account. And then our brain starts thinking, oh gosh, I have no money. Oh, how am I gonna pay this bill? Oh, how, you know what I mean? When's my next job gonna come? Like, yada yada. And I'm speaking from personal experience here. I'm being real. It's because this is what's engraved into our subconscious, into our brain, since we were children, depending on how you were raised and what you were used to. You need to do proper meditation. I can't stress it enough. Meditate, meditate, meditate to change this mind concept, because similar to fear, that also works with the subconscious. This is blocking you. This is blocking your energy flow. And if you don't unblock your energy flow, none of this stuff is going to manifest. So sorry, I got a little bit off topic. Back to, you know, your gifts and if you have fears. So my advice would be, depending on what your gifts are, I mean, it is your choice. It is your choice if you want to not to accept this gift. If you want to, you don't want to pursue it, you don't want to look into it, stuff like that. I get it. I shut it down for a long time. However, I do still think you need to address it and make it known. Say it out loud. Address it. If you do not want this gift and you do not want to practice, just say it out loud and let your guardians and your spirit guides and it's making you uncomfortable and you just don't want to do it. However, if you do want to pursue it and do it, my advice, like I said, try and find a teacher, somebody you can apprentice under, circle groups that you can join. Look up meetup.com in your areas may have circle meditation groups that you can join. Meditate at home. You don't have to do that with a group. Buy books. Books are great. Look up online. Make sure you find actual, you know, like legit, not bullshit stuff online, because there's so much bullshit online. And try and embrace, accept it and embrace it. Ask for protection. Learn to do proper grounding when you're communicating. It's a gift. It's a gift for a reason. You've been given this gift and ability for a reason, to either help people or advise people or teach people, or even just for your own self intuition to guide you. You know, it's to me, it's a gift. Embrace it. Try not to let the fear overcome you. If later you decide you do not want this, again, just address it, say it out loud, just speak to your energy, to your spirit guides, and just tell them that you just don't want it. Another thing I wanted to touch base on is people who are just naturally empathic. And sometimes you're an empath and you don't even realize that you are. You just, for example, you could walk into a room and your energy could completely change. You could be sat next to somebody who's having a panic attack, and all of a sudden you're feeling their panic attack. Someone could be having a heart attack and you feel their heart attack. You feel the pain. You just pick up on these energies. That's what happens when you're an empath, unfortunately. It's not always great. Sometimes I rather hate it, to be completely honest. However, I have learned to cope with it and I have learned how to fix it. Meditation can help, asking for protection from your spirit guides, from the energy, a visualization meditation, for example. You can visualize wrapping yourself in fire and pushing that energy away, wrapping yourself in angel wings so that they can't break through. That's what I do. That's always my go-to protection, is being wrapped in angel wings. And also, when I am having a very, very rough day after being around so much energy that has just drained me, I will take a bath. Water works for me. It cleanses all of the energy that I've picked up. So bathing is so important when you're an empath. Water, drinking lots of water, bathing, showering, stuff like that. I mean, to some people, it may be the fire route with, you know, meditation and stuff like that. And if you have any other techniques and tips that work for you, by all means, let me know. However, I feel like water is very important. And I just wanted to share that little tidbit with you. So sometimes we think, oh my God, I have all this pain and it's all over my body and I don't understand why I'm picking up and why I have all this pain. And you've been to the doctor 17 million times and they can't find anything wrong with you. You could be an empath, just saying. I mean, it may not be that, but it could very well be it. So if it is, I would practice meditation. I would try balancing your chakras. Go see a Reiki teacher and get some Reiki sessions in. See if any of this kind of stuff helps, because this will help clear energy. Everything is about the natural flow. The flow of energy. If the energy can't flow through your body properly, that means you have a block somewhere. And this is where Reiki can help you, or an expert in, you know, healing chakras and balancing your chakras. So I would recommend that. In the meantime, if you can't afford this stuff, you can do self-meditation. There's so many free ones on YouTube. And, you know, so many great guided meditations. Just look up specifically what you're looking for. There are also tips and tricks when it comes to balancing your chakras with crystals. And you can go to your local witch shop and you can get tumbler stones for $1, maybe $2 a piece. So it's not that expensive. I'm just trying to keep things on the, you know, cheaper side for you guys. And if you, like I said, if you do have the money and stuff and you want to get full cleansing for, so that everything is on block, then I would definitely recommend going to see a Reiki practitioner and, or someone who's an expert in chakra balancing. So yeah, I think that's it. I just wanted to, you know, try and let people know that it's normal to have a fear. When you experience something like that, it's completely normal. It's so common. It would happen to anybody. I don't think anybody in this world who, when they first experienced it, weren't freaked out. Like, holy fuck, it scared the shit out of me. Yep, I just said that. It did. I cried many a nights. However, I am trying very hard to teach my kids not to have this fear. And I think it's important as a parent to prepare them, because, I mean, let's face it, the world is changing. So many people are more in tune now. Everything is spiritual. Everything is spiritual now. We are all connected and so many people can feel it. And it wasn't like that when I was growing up. It wasn't addressed. It wasn't known. I just feel like so many people are coming more into tune now, and which is amazing and it's great. And I'm just so grateful that I've been given these gifts. And that is what I will leave off with, is in the end, regardless of what you choose to do, whether you just decide to pursue this path and own it and love it and embrace it and help others who are going through the same thing, always give gratitude. Always make that your start of your day. And the end of your day. Give gratitude in the morning to the universal flow, to your spirit guides, to your gods. Give gratitude for all the amazing things that we take for granted here. And end your night with gratitude. And I really hope that this podcast has helped you a little bit in regards to facing your fears and realizing what you can miss out if you really let them overtake you when you really don't have to. I am here if you need any guidance or help. I would love to help. You can reach me on my Instagram at Witches Cove. I also have a YouTube channel, and although I only have one video up so far, I am going to be enhancing on those as well. It's, again, called Witches Cove. So yeah, you can reach me this way or here. And, yeah, next time I will be talking about tarot cards and how to intuitively read tarot cards, and, just some little tips and tricks about the cards itself. So that will be next week's podcast. All right. Thank you, my lovelies, and I will touch base soon. Good night.